Support for this podcast and the following message comes from KUST Campus Radio. A student-operated, non-commercial radio station, KUST provides students and faculty of St. Thomas a platform dedicated to creative storytelling, diverse viewpoints, and exploring a vast array of audio content. Tune in at any time to KUST at mixler.com/KUST-radio.
Welcome to Cold Facts Hot Takes. In this podcast, we will discuss pop culture conspiracy theories and the cases around them. Today, we'll talk about Larry Silenson and our own personal theories. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cold Facts Hot Takes. I'm Kayla, here with my co-host,
May.
Happy 2021.
Thank you. We're about a month and a half in.
Yes.
We're back on it.
Yeah. And first episode, new season.
New season.
Start things off with something kind of fun, kind of lighthearted. Mm-hmm. But also something that I'm quite passionate about, not going to lie.
Kayla, I have nothing to give to this episode, nothing to provide, no expertise, nothing at all. For those who caught it in our intro, we're talking about Larry Silenson, which is the ship name. And if you didn't have a Tumblr in 2013, ship means like you want them to be in a relationship, of Harry Styles and Louis Tomlinson. So I was not a One Direction fan whatsoever. I've kind of just recently got on the Harry Styles boat. Like, I have not, I've been late to the game, but I'm excited to learn today. Kayla, I feel like you have a lot of knowledge to share with me.
Buckle up, May. You're in for a ride.
good. Like I said, I was really not into it. And like, I was always that kid that was like, oh my God, everyone else likes it. I refuse to like it.
Of course you are that kid.
It pains me now because I like One Direction music, but I was like a hidden One Direction fan back then because, oh, trust me, I had all of their music on my MP3 player. Not even an iPod, MP3 player first. And
yes,
I couldn't listen to it in public because I was like, I don't like them. Secretly, I did.
Wow, what that must have been like, just hiding your true love for One Direction.
Well, I wouldn't, love is a little far.
Feeling like an imposter.
Yeah, no, they had some bops. I'll give them that. I'll give the boys that.
Okay, cool. Well, today we're focusing on two members of the band, like May said, Harry Styles and Louis Tomlinson. This is just a very popular theory that they are secretly in a relationship, secretly in love. And where it kind of originated is on the dark web of Tumblr.
The darkest place ever.
And, you know, if after this episode you're feeling inspired, you can go look up Larry compilations on YouTube and just be fully convinced of their love for each other.
And like Kayla said, this is a theory. There is like no legitimate proof. There's fun like fan theory though. And yeah, they both acknowledge this theory publicly, haven't they?
I think
Harry has.
I think they both have, yeah. I know Louis has like straight up denied it, but Harry has just like acknowledged it and hasn't denied it.
I think Harry has played it up and stuff. He's the type of person to like love that interaction with the fans and everything. So I think, yeah, just keep that in mind as we're talking.
Yes. So basically something else to keep in mind too, as we discuss this, just kind of the laying the foundation here of the theory is that their love had to remain secret because modest management didn't want it to leak. Gay members in a boy band would just bring down monetary value of the band, and One Direction was really hitting it big, really popular with the tween girls. I was among them. So they had very tight restrictions on their artists. So for example, Zayn, another member of the band, Zayn, wasn't allowed to grow a beard while he was in the band as part of his contract with Modest Management.
To look younger for the age demographic they were advertising to.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, they all were teenagers, but like, still.
Yeah, really trying to make as much money as they could get off of those teenage girls, man.
Well, they got the money. They got it.
You know, I have no regrets. I gave them my money.
Good. Happy for you, Kayla. That's an investment.
Thank you. I wouldn't be who I am today. So you're welcome. Okay, so the history of Larry Stylinson. In 2010, right around when the band was formed, fans began to notice how close Harry and Louis were. They just had this certain physical intimacy that they didn't have with the other members of the band. They're very touchy with each other. For example, Louis would play with Harry's hair a lot. They would just kind of make their presence known to each other, like having a hand on their leg while they're in an interview, just kind of stuff like that. There's also a couple videos where they get into these wrestling matches of sorts during an interview, and it looks like they may start kissing. You can't see their faces or anything, but the theory is that they are. Fans think they do. Larry's, which is like people who believe that they're together, they call themselves Larry's. Larry's see these videos and they're like, yes, that is proof. So there's those videos. Then in 2011, Harry and Louis move in together. Which, you know, friends can live together. But what makes it weird is that they were the only ones out of all the band members who would ever move in together after the band was formed. Which is a little sus. But they would also tweet about being domestic together, cuddling in bed to watch TV. And then their moms and friends would talk about how inseparable they were. Which again, like, maybe friends do that. You don't know. But Larry's will see that and say they are definitely in love.
And I think, Kayla, you just made a really good point that, like, friends do that. And I think, I'm sure we'll talk about this later, but Harry Styles has always kind of been someone to break gender norms, like even fairly early in One Direction's history, and especially now, talking about like his dress thing that happened a couple weeks ago, all that stuff. And so I think that like gender norms weren't specifically something he naturally like put himself into or anything. And I think a lot of people are affectionate with their friends. So yeah. I think that's like another thing to like look into when you're looking at all of this. But yeah, I like the romance idea. It's fun. Young love.
Yes, exactly. And going off of like Harry being like non-normative when it comes to gender, like early on the band would be asked like questions like, what do you look for in a girl? Or like, do you have a girlfriend? Stuff like that. And it would always be one to use gender neutral pronouns, which is a small thing, but also like an important detail, I think. Something that kind of foreshadows like how he is now separated from modest management and on his own in his solo career. He, like you said, he breaks those gender norms quite a bit.
And if you want to read more about that, actually atomicmedia.com, subtle plug, our opinions editor, Maddie Peters, wrote an opinions piece about Harry Styles using fashion to express himself and encouraging fans to do the same. So if you want to read more on that part of what we're talking about right now, feel free to go on to atomicmedia.com to read that.
Mm-hmm. And then also in 2011, there's this video of a fan at a signing asking Harry if, like, straight up, if he was dating Louis, and Harry nodded and said yeah. And the video is very clear. Like, sometimes with these videos, it's like, did they really say that? But you can tell that Harry nodded and said yeah. My one thing that could make it seem like, okay, maybe it isn't true, is that, like, maybe why this wouldn't be used as concrete evidence is that it was really loud also in the video. And, like, maybe he just misheard her.
Or wasn't even responding to her at all.
Yeah.
That's the other, I've seen that video, and I think that he's probably responding to someone closer to him or something else. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously, like, we don't know the context of the whole video, but, like, that is a pretty famous video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I'd say that a lot of, like, the videos and stuff you'll see from these Larry compilation YouTube videos take place between, like, 2010, 2012, because then in 2013, 2014, things dialed back a lot between them. Like, they just weren't as touchy in interviews and stuff. And people say that this was probably because of all the rumors swirling around about them maybe being together, or management saying, you know, tone it back, we don't want to get now. But whatever it is, they just weren't as touchy up until, like, 2014. And then we get to A Day in One Directioner Infamy, October 20th, 2015, the Belfast concert.
Gong, gong, gong.
It is the only show One Direction ever canceled in all of their years of performing. Despite various illnesses, whatever was going on, they would always put on the show, but they canceled this one. So let's go through a rundown of the day. So right before the concert, Louis did an interview with a journalist named Stephen Nolan and was congratulated about becoming a father, because this was right around the time when it was announced that he and a woman named Brianna Jungwirth were going to have a baby, which I remember when that was announced and I was just in utter shock. So keep in mind that this is in the context of all that drama. So that same day, InStyle magazine then publishes a story to announce that he's going to be a father as well. Then the opening act performs. An hour after One Direction was supposed to be on stage, the show is canceled. A PR guy came out and read a statement, and here's what the statement said. Unfortunately, the show tonight has been canceled as Liam has been taken ill. And while it is not serious, he is unable to perform tonight. A further statement will be made in the morning. So kind of vague. Then Stephen Nolan, who was the one who interviewed Louis, he tweets that he was supposed to interview Niall too that day, but was told that Niall was the one that was sick.
Yeah, that's where it kind of gets, like, messy, because it's a lot of, like, conflicting information about that, like who was supposed to be doing what, when, where. I've also seen a couple of different conflicting things on that also.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then the boys, so Harry, Louis, and Niall, tweet hours after the cancellation, just kind of apologizing, saying that they wish they could have performed, that sort of thing. And then a few hours later, Louis tweets again, and it's just the link to the Perfect music video. Kind of oh, we canceled a show. Sorry. Here's a music video.
Here's a little gift. Let's repay you the $100 that you paid for the music video.
And then the fans, like all the Larrys and stuff, think that what really happened is that management told the boys that they were going through with Louis's pregnancy. And I put this in quotation because we'll get to this very shortly. And the boys, especially Harry and Louis, finding out that they had to go through with the pregnancy, were too upset to perform. Which would explain the conflicting
narratives that we're giving.
Yeah. But, you know, maybe Liam really was sick, but who knows? Either way, the concert was canceled.
Sad, honestly. And like I said, those concerts were so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
even like the nosebleeds. I'd be so upset, like, especially like 15-year-old me.
I can't imagine.
I'd throw a fit. So, since we're kind of on the topic, we can just bring up Babygate as well.
I hate this. Oh gosh.
So supposedly Louis had a child with a woman named Brianna Jungwirth in 2015. But the theory within the Larry world is that Freddie isn't really his son. And there's really no proof, I guess, because Louis never took a paternity test. But he does acknowledge, like, on social media and in public and stuff, that he is Freddie's father. So where things get kind of sketchy with this is that Louis had never mentioned Brianna before. He had a longtime girlfriend named Eleanor, and he would have had to cheat on his former girlfriend in order to have this child, because he met Brianna in late May 2015. But by mid-July, People magazine was already reporting about the pregnancy. So she would have had to be very early on in the pregnancy, which means they would have really rushed the announcement, which is kind of unusual for celebrity pregnancies, I feel like.
Well, and looking at the math, you know, a standard gestation period for a pregnancy is 40 weeks. And the baby was born on January 22nd, 2016. So like looking at that pregnancy math, she would have had to get pregnant late April, early May for it to go a full 9 months. And like Kayla said, Louis hadn't met her until end of May 2015. So like that math doesn't add up. I mean, I don't know all the details. This is like something that I like, again, was like, why are they in so much drama? I don't want to hear about it kind of thing. And so I don't remember all the details like from all then, but like if Freddie was premature, then that pushes the conception back still. Like it keeps it at that. No, it pushes it back till after he met her, but he was like not in LA then. Like he's like, it all just doesn't add up.
Yeah, there's just a lot of a lot of conflicting narratives happening here.
Which is super normal in celebrity culture and young men. Like, I feel bad for Louis. Like, how old were they when this is all happening? Like,
1920? Yeah, he would have had to be early 20s.
Yeah, like, that's so stressful. Like, becoming a parent in itself is stressful, but, like, being an international pop star and having all of this would be so stressful.
So, and that brings us to the end of One Direction's career. And there's not as much to report on Larry Stylinson since the band broke up, but fans still have been finding connections to Larry in Louis and Harry's songs from their solo careers. Like I've talked some about that come from Harry's latest album that people think connect to Louis. And even Louis's latest album, I think, has some connections that people have found to Harry, stuff like that. Not a lot of weight to those, but it's kind of fun to see those connections. But I think that this would be fun to mention because it's pretty new. Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde. Real or stunt?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, they'd be a beautiful couple. They were a beautiful couple. Didn't they break up recently?
I think they're still together.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Like I said, is not my man. Gosh, you're really educating me a lot currently, Kayla.
I'm glad that I can educate you on the deep, dark hole that is just Larry Stylinson. So
it looks like they are still together.
Together, quotation marks.
Okay, get into it. It's funny.
Okay, so here's my spiel. The photos of Harry and Olivia came out on the same day of Harry Styles' manager's wedding. Paparazzi are not allowed on private property, and the photos are copyrighted. This means that they were taken by a private photographer on private property. They had to get permission to publish the photos. So someone wanted those photos to be taken, which is so convenient that they're getting all this new buzz because Harry and Olivia met on the set of the movie that they're working on together that just wrapped up filming like yesterday, yeah. I think.
It literally just finished.
So convenient that they're getting a lot of buzz for this new movie that's going to be coming out soon. So people are going to want to go see it to see where Harry and Olivia met.
Mm-hmm. I could see it being, okay, my hot take, quote unquote. Yes. I could see it being a stunt. You know, we've seen things like this before. But I don't know. Like, I mean, it could be, or it could be like, you know what, they've been dating for a while and we're like, you know what, let's just make it public in like the easiest way and the least dramatic way we can and just publish our own photos. You know, like, it could go either way with that.
Mm-hmm.
I could see either one happening, like their management being like, okay, if you guys want to go public, let's do it like this so that there isn't a media storm.
Mm-hmm.
With negative. Like, why didn't they let anyone know? Blah, blah, blah. They're Harry Styles spotted with Olivia, you know, like that kind of like, don't let it go like that. I think it's kind of, it is an option that could have happened.
Yeah, that's true too. Because, and if they had chosen to like sit on those for a while, it would make sense because the hotel where the wedding took place wasn't doing any events at the time that the wedding supposedly took place. So like it could have happened like in the summer or something, and they held on to the photos until they were ready to release them, type of thing.
Yeah, well, I think that's fair.
Yeah, to each their own. I am a firm believer that it's a stunt.
Okay.
But
we'll see how it goes. Give us a couple of weeks. Maybe we'll come back to it.
Time will tell.
Time will tell.
So we can get back to Larry after that sidetrack.
Back to the main focus.
Back to the main focus here. Could there be any truth to their supposed relationship? Some things to look at are the reactions of the other band members in the interviews. There's a carpool karaoke with James Corden where Liam makes a comment to Harry in the back seat about like being married or getting a divorce or something after like James makes a comment to Louis, which kind of suspicious. And then Liam again, when Harry was asked when the last time he kissed a girl was, he said to Harry, when was the last time you liked it? Which that just points more towards Harry's sexuality in general.
It doesn't really point to anything with Liam.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, yeah, it could mean a lot of things.
Yeah.
And then, honestly, like, who are we? We, like, obviously, this is, like, such, like, a fun theory to think about, but, like, I guess it is something that, like, Harry has been trying to convey through his music within the past couple of years, so, like, mm-hmm. it's kind of up to people's interpretation, and I think that's why he writes his music the way he does. I don't know. That's my take. We'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah. And then thirdly, there's also a video of Niall having to comfort Louis in an interview after Harry is asked about one of his girlfriends. I think it was when he was dating Taylor Swift. And you just kind of see Louis look really rejected and sad, and Niall comforting him. Which again, people are reading into this. I'm giving you the reaction of someone who believes in Larry. And then also in interviews, you see a lot of jealousy happening between the two. Like when there's a video of someone who's interviewing them kind of like reaching over to like pat Louis's leg.
Mm-hmm.
And then after he like takes his hand away, Harry just touches Louis's leg in the same spot and gives him like a couple little pats, just kind of things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So videos of them at concerts, how they sing to each other, and they'll change the lyrics to songs, especially like little things, they would do that a lot. I'd say if you're interested in seeing any videos that we bring up, definitely pay attention to Larry videos that happen at concerts, because I think those ones are kind of fun.
Yeah, my thing about those, and those are the ones I have like seen just because they're on Twitter and all that stuff, is like I can totally just see that as being friends, and like you're in the moment and you're singing about love and you love your friend. I mean, I think, again, it can go in a lot of different ways, and this is not my area of expertise. So I, as someone who's like, okay, these fangirls are crazy for making this up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I digress. I don't know how to explain what I'm thinking, I guess. But Kayla, yeah. This is like the most important one, this next one. And I have seen this also.
Yes. The tweet.
The infamous tweet.
Most retweeted of all time.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And it's still up. It's still on Louis's Twitter page. It reads, "Always in my heart, at Harry Styles, yours sincerely, Louis."
Cute.
Just so cute. Which, again, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're in love. That's something you could write to your friend, especially if they had a friendship as close as it seems to, like, be roommates, be inseparable, just be super close. And yeah, the thing is with, like, Larry fans, it's not all good. You always get those more intense fans who take it too far, start harassing people, start harassing the boys. And that's something that's really important to remember, is that, like, Harry and Louis are people, and that, like, they've been through a lot. Mm-hmm. And, like, as fun as it is to kind of dive into, like, their possible relationship, we also kind of just need to respect them as people and their privacy.
And they, when all this started, they were young men thrown into the spotlight. And as we've all kind of seen just through the social media history, and, like, especially after One Direction broke up, this was all kind of hot information of their mistreatment by management and other things, as many young people are in the industry. So, like, it's interesting to see how they kind of had to grow up, one being sexualized by fans and being kind of just thrown into these roles. And they all didn't know each other before the X Factor, right? Or Britain's Got Talent.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, so they had to build these relationships and bonds very quickly. And I think that it's nice to know that they all had a friendship. And were, especially like Harry and Louis, like, I think it's important in those kind of situations to have a solid and safe relationship with someone, like, as a friend, like, you need someone. And I know that there was a lot of issues within the group there at the end. So, like, it's good to have someone to hold on to for that kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think this is a fun theory. I don't think there's much stake in it. I mean, I just think, like I said, it's just a lot of people reading into things that really don't need to be read into. Mm-hmm. It's really fun. And I think it's like, oh my gosh, they love each other. I'm sure they do love each other, but I don't know if it's a Larry love,
mm-hmm.
if you will.
Yeah, and it's so fun to, like, watch some of these videos and, like, romanticize it, like, and especially with, like, the key that the management won't let them be together, like, it's just like
in love,
that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that's, I think that's part of the appeal to believing in it. Yeah, just the darn modest management, man.
It's the industry. As we've seen in the past week with, like, Taylor Swift and Britney Spears,
mm-hmm.
who we will be talking about this season. Britney will be talked about.
I think we have to.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no. I just think that these young people, I don't know. It's not sad. It's not happy. I just think it was a cultural shift. Like, people comparing them to the Beatles is a little much for me. But, like, I do think that they had, like, a huge cultural impact on 21st century music. Like,
mm-hmm.
which I feel like a lot of people would think is blasphemous of me to say, but that's my hot take.
I mean, you're right, though. I mean, consider just how many fans they had. Just, like, everyone knew who they were.
It was them and Justin Bieber. Like, who mm-hmm. knew the world needed boy bands? Like, I think it's because we come from, like, the Justin Timberlake and Backstreet Boys and all mm-hmm. them, like, that era. And then we didn't have anything like that for a while. And then we had Justin Bieber and then One Direction,
mm-hmm.
who are all still very relevant.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that, Kayla, if that wraps it up, I think that that's our takes and Kayla's thorough education, teaching, I guess, to me about Larry Stylinson. I think I've said that three different ways every time I've said it. But I think this is a really cool episode, and, you know, something light and easy. And we're, of course, going to have everything linked at the end of our description on tommymedia.com. You know, yes. So you can check go and see these videos and everything.
Yeah. Check out the Tumblr rabbit hole that I went down.
Classic. Classic.
Yeah.
Tumblr. Dark and mysterious place. Loved it. Still love it. It's be careful.
Just be careful out there, guys.
You can get sucked into the rabbit hole of Tumblr. But mm-hmm. Okay, well, cool. That was awesome, Kayla. Thank you so much.
Thank you for letting me educate you about Stylinson.
Yeah, who knew all of this drama? Like I said, it's not something I was like in the moment paying attention to, but I remember all of this happening. And I think that's what's so interesting about it, is that like this was news for a long time. like tabloids ate this up. Mm-hmm. And it was teenage girls creating all of it, which I think is so interesting. But okay, well, thank you again. And this has been Cold Facts Hot Takes with Mae McFarlane and
Kayla Mayer.
We will see you guys next time when we go into it. We find some more cold facts and some hot takes. You can check us out on tommymedia.com along with news, sports, and anything else you could think of retaining to St. Thomas. We'll see you guys later. Bye.